Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
-65 for the high today, huh? Yeah. Okay. If we're going to get to 65 between now and sundown, Mother Nature is going to have to get on her horse. I can tell you that. Here we go, getting underway, the Hump Day edition, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program. Great to have you along. At least it's not raining. Well, yet. Give it a chance. The day is young, right?
Got a little something on your forehead.
Your forehead.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What
Ash
Wednesday?
Wednesday. Ash Wednesday.
Right. It's Ash Wednesday, everybody. Set down your gins and confess your sins.
You Catholic?
I'm not Catholic.
In that case.
Wash your face.
Is this part of the show?
It is today.
When is this going to air?
When's this going to air?
It's on right now.
It's going to air right now.
Well, I guess we should start the show.
Well, I guess we should. Let's go ahead and get it underway. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to text me, that number is 71307, and my email address, Bob at 1063WORD.com. Okay, here we go with our review. Even though it's actually the NBC music, and debate was on CBS last time. But well, you know, you've seen one at Alphabet Network. You've seen them all, as Project Veritas pointed out today. Whoa! We'll get to them. ABC suspending one of their correspondents for inadvertently telling the truth to a hidden camera, Project Veritas. These guys are all over the place. Well, I don't know if you watched the big extravaganza last night from North Charleston. Okay, that's enough. Thank you. That's enough of the music. But a few of the lowlights that I put together for you. You know, the more I watch politics, the more the words of Grandma Hughes ring true in my brain. When Grandma Hughes said a politician would rather climb a tree to tell a lie than stand on the sidewalk and tell the truth. Amongst the lowlights last night, creepy Uncle Joe the hair sniffer claimed that 150 million people have been killed by guns since 2007 here in America. With a population of, what, 330 million. You think coronavirus was a pandemic? According to Biden, one more year, what we put, that's half the population of America, Joe. But then again, we're talking about a guy who rarely knows what state he's in. Plugs also claimed he was responsible for saving millions of lives during the Ebola outbreak during the Obama administration. Actually, yeah, I did a little fact-checking on this. Ebola killed just over 11,000, virtually all of them in Africa. Crazy commie Bernie. This guy, he never saw a communist tyrant he didn't love, whether it was in Nicaragua or, I guess, Pol Pot or Chairman Mao or Uncle Joe Stalin. They're just okay by crazy commie Bernie. He claimed again last night, this guy continues to double down on the communist tyrants of the world, past and present. Bernie claimed that Fidel Castro increased literacy in Cuba while the actual statistics show that the literacy rate pre-Castro in Cuba was 80%. So I guess what, Comrade Fidel jacked it up to 90 or 100%? Mayor Pete says Americans are buying guns that are weapons of war. This one, a standard progressive talking point now for a decade or more, when most sentient beings are well aware of the fact that AR-15s are just semi-automatic rifles and not similar to, other than in appearance, to those used by the military. Crazy commie Bernie claims 87 million Americans are without health insurance. We did a little fact-checking on that one, and that also is...
wrong.
Yeah, the recent numbers say 46 million are either without health insurance or underinsured, which is a number that's hard to quantify to begin with. You know, these when they're like Biden in one respect, in that once they find a good lie to tell, even if it's been debunked, proven to be a lie all over the place, they just can't let it go. Last night, liar Watha, a.k.a. Pocahonky, Elizabeth Warren, claimed again she was fired from her first teaching job because she was pregnant. Liar Watha has been making this claim on the campaign trail since June of last year. However, all the documentary evidence surrounding her departure from her first job as a public school teacher in the Garden State of Jersey, 1970-71 academic year, shows her departure was voluntary. In a 2007 interview, she also described her departure from that job as voluntary. So, you know, in summation, last night you had a stage full of white millionaires all pandering for black votes. Creepy Uncle Joe must have given Jim Clyburn a dozen brand new Titleist Pro V1s. Clyburn, you know, likes to play golf. He must have given Jim a brand new box of Titleist Pro V1s because today or yesterday, whichever it was, Clyburn has now swung his endorsement to Creepy Uncle Joe. Somebody made the observation. It wasn't me. I wish I'd been clever enough to think of it, but I wasn't. But somebody on the web said what we saw last night was Bloomberg trying to buy the nomination with his money and crazy commie Bernie trying to buy it with your money. That's not bad. That's not bad. In on the time. We got more detail on that. Bobby, Mayor Pete was in the Army. I thought actually he was in the Navy, but I'm one or the other. So his weapons of war comment is a lie, not a mistake. He knows better. Certainly should. Bob, I was channel surfing last night, and I thought I'd come across the barroom scene from the original Star Trek movie. Da, 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 da. Turned out it was just the Democrat debate. Yeah. Bob, don't you know right now Biden is asking himself, why is none of this Barbara Streisand working for me? After all, Bill Clinton was the first black president. Bobby Mack, this Biden you keep talking about, is that the one running for Senate or running for president? He's a little confused about what office he's running for. Bobby, somebody should point out to all these gun grabbers, guns have never killed anyone. Guns, in fact, are inanimate objects. People pulling the trigger and bullets flying through the air is another serious matter. Bob, 65 degrees, they say it's going to be today? Good luck. That's like creepy Joe Biden saying 150 million people in the U.S. died from gunshot wounds. Good luck getting elected to the U.S. Senate, creepy Uncle Joe. You got to love this stuff. Wait a second, Bob. When Fidel Castro liberated Cuba, he pledged to only serve as president long enough for a new government for the people to be established. That was and is the biggest lie he ever told. And Bernie wants to compare himself to Castro. Pardon me. Still a bit of the lingering, creeping crud. Bobby, somebody confused Star Trek with Star Wars. That is the height of blasphemy. Signed, Darth Vader. Bobby, I don't know her name, but on Fox and Friends this morning, one of their female spokespersons said it reminded her of an elderly home griping because they had all run out of Jell-O. Too true. 3:17 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Next hour, because it is Hump Day, it's our Wednesday edition. My buddy Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina is going to be joining me in the studio today for an extended version. That'll be coming up in the next hour. Bobby Mack Show here on WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Rock on, brother.
That is precisely what we do for 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday. Yours truly in the air chair. Of course, I'm joined by the Bobettes. Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, waving at you right now. She is screening the calls and making sure the trains run on time. And, of course, Little Annie keeping you up to speed with breaking news from the news center.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It is a fun crew, and you're a part of the crew because you're there on your end of the speaker. Bob, is that Biden fellow running against Lindsey? I may have to vote for him. And, you know, I was watching Fox today, and they've got a banner across the bottom of the screen. Biden has good outing at the debate. What? In what universe? When a guy gets up and says 150 million people have been killed by gun violence since 2007, what kind of idiocy is this that translates to a good debate performance? Holy cow. Bobby, I'm beginning to think that crazy commie Bernie really doesn't want to be elected president. He keeps saying all these stupid things, knowing he will not be elected, just like last time when he said, I'm tired of hearing about the damn emails, talking about Hillary's emails. He doesn't want the office of president. He just wants the money the people keep giving him. He's collecting it and running a scam. Yeah, gigantic Ponzi scheme. Although I don't know if Bernie is that smart. Yeah. But maybe he is a secret capitalist, and that's his ploy. Good morning. On the daily, well, it's good afternoon, actually. On the daily poll question, I tried clicking yes on two different phones. Neither would take my response. Is that what it's trying to say? It just says, neither would that my response. Bobby Mack, I tried to watch the debate last night, but I couldn't last 20 minutes. Too depressing to think that these people actually have people supporting them. Lord help us. Bobby, do you know if the school buses in Chesney are running behind? My neighbor asked me to watch her kids get off, and I haven't seen a bus. Still sitting on the porch waiting. Not that I'm aware of. But don't worry, it's going to be 65 degrees this afternoon. Yeah. You know, look, they've blown the forecast, all right? The clouds and everything hung around longer than they thought, and without any sunshine, we're not going to get to 65 degrees. But these are the same folks that tell us that if we just give the government more money, we'll improve our weather. Still trying to work that one out. Bobby, my 15-year-old, watched the debate with us last night. Her comment was, "This reminds me of when I was in kindergarten and we were told to raise our hands and we thought, ooh, 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 pick me, pick me." She said, "This is embarrassing to think that these people might running our country." Well, and they are. Bob, thanks for the great editing. You ain't such a bad boy player after all. Meet Bob, ladies. Submit picture of golf cart. That would be an attraction. Yeah. Hey, diddle diddle, it's really no riddle. It'll all be over soon. Oh, wait a minute. I started in the middle on that. Oh, okay, here it is. Hey, diddle diddle, it's really no riddle. It'll all be over soon. Deplorables laughed to see such sport because all the dim candidates are loons. Yeah, and they prove it every time they climb on stage. How do they have any room to maneuver around on that stage without knocking over all the American flags that are up there? You know that every Democrat debate they've had, they have not had one American flag on stage? Oh, no, Bobby, just heard you cough. It may be the coronavirus. Hopefully you have a lime to go with it. I am unconcerned about the... excuse me. Coronavirus. My coronavirus. My corona. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I'll be right back. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. And he's ready to go in the news center. Moneypenny shaking her head again. Be right back.
McClain.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. In on the text line, texter says, Bernie is seldom right, but he is never in doubt. You know, I went back and looked at Bernie's distinguished career after decades in the halls of Congress, first as a representative and now as a United States senator. You know how many bills Bernie Sanders introduced and got passed? 3 in the decades that he has been there. And of those 3, 2 of them were to name post offices. So, yeah, here's a guy that has great ideas for the direction of this country in the 21st century. To the phones we go. Brian leads off this segment. He is in Greenville. Hi, Brian, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby. I just want to make a quick comment about the Pete Buttigieg comments last night about, quote, weapons of war.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure what his comments were verbatim, but I'm pretty sure it was something to the effect of, any kind of weapon that he would have used as a member of the military is what he wants to ban in the U.S. for citizens to be able to have. Would that not also...
No, what he actually said was that Americans are buying weapons of war.
Correct. Yeah. And would that not also, though, be considered a sidearm or a knife?
That would be a stretch, Brian. We all know what he was talking about. These guys are gun grabbers.
About the left.
Oh, the left. Oh, exactly. From their perspective. Oh, sure. Well, how about an entrenching tool? Also known as a shovel.
And there's a sidearm for the military and used before, so I'll go in after everything.
Yeah, I hear you. That's a valid point. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. 22 before 4, Stacy joins me next here on the Bobby Mack Show to talk about an ongoing effort to toss a gigantic monkey wrench into the upcoming Democratic presidential primary, now just days away. Hi, Stacy. How you doing today?
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine and dandy. Thank you.
So today's been a really good day for the Trump 229 campaign and the registration by party movement. As some of y'all may have heard, the bill to close primaries, sponsored originally by Senator Rex Rice, S-389, mm-hmm. has been favorably moved out of subcommittee. And I think it had 4 votes in favor of moving it out. So we couldn't be more pleased about the impact that our activity is having on closing primaries in South Carolina.
Yeah, that is a significant move. So will it now go to the floor for a full vote?
Well, it's out of subcommittee. It's going to go into the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Uh-oh.
And what we're going to do is see if we can, you know, do our part to influence the senators who are in that committee, since we have the momentum, and get our fellow South Carolinians who also want to see our primaries closed to do the same and help us to move this bill.
Gotcha. What is the number of that House bill again, Stacey?
It's the Senate bill, and it's
S-389. S-389. The reason I ask specifically is because Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network is going to be with me in the next hour, and maybe we can tie all this together because, you know, they do texting direct to our legislators down there in Columbia. Maybe we can generate a little heat on them. The reason I said uh-oh when you mentioned going to the Judiciary Committee is, as you're well aware, that is where many bills that push items in the conservative agenda, that's where bills go to die.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we have, for your upstate listeners, there are several of our senators, Ross Turner and Scott Talley, Rex Rice, Richard Cash. These are all members of that committee. We can call them and encourage them to support it.
Yeah, absolutely. This would be a really good step in being able to advance having closed primaries. And it's sad that, unfortunately, back in the day, years ago, and I'm sure you remember this as I do, Stacey, there was a lawsuit brought to try and do that. And at the 11th hour, the South Carolina GOP removed themselves from that lawsuit, leaving just the Greenville County GOP alone to bring the bill. And as a result, the judge in the trial ruled that that one county party did not have standing for a statewide piece of legislation, and so the case was tossed, and it's just kind of been in limbo ever since then.
Yeah, it's been a long time since this this particular issue has seen this kind of movement, and what we're doing is controversial, but it's working. And, you know, what we are doing to go into that further, our movement is Trump 229, and we're encouraging Republican voters to get out on Saturday and vote in the Democratic presidential preference primary for Bernie Sanders. One of the things we've been encouraged by is the Democratic senator from Charleston, Marlon Kimson, has come to the floor of the Senate and said it is wrong for members of one party to vote in the primary for another party, which is golden. That's just golden.
Yep,
he's
it
done
is.
More to help us move this along than I ever would have imagined.
Yeah, and it's fascinating because once again, the elitist attitude. It's perfectly fine and has been, I guess, for decades. For all of the
when they do it,
yeah, when they want to cross over and mess up the Republican primaries, that's fair game. That's okay. But when the shoe is on the other foot, all of a sudden they're screaming outrage.
Right, right. Yeah, it's foul play. And it's shocking. I've had some, you know, people who are usually supportive of what I'm doing who are in opposition to this. And, you know, so there tends to be two different schools of thought. It's people who are really fearful that we're going to get Bernie elected.
Yeah.
And really, I think those people need to look at the math and logic that stands behind politics. While politics is relationships, it's absolutely math. And we may end up, if Bernie wins, with him having 20 to 30 delegates where there's 1,991 delegates needed. And the other thing is a sanctimonious look at us saying, you know, what we're doing is morally reprehensible. But this is honestly warlike. I mean, obviously, nobody's life is on the line here.
Right.
But we're doing battle with our political opposition, and you have to use the tools that are at your disposal.
You're correct.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, you're right. It is a culture war, and it has been fought now for more than a decade. And if we're going to win this culture war, as you said, we have to use all the tools available to us. And look, I understand people having difficulty, longtime Republican voters, conservatives. It would fly in the face of your DNA to bring yourself to go into a Democrat primary and cast a vote for a man who is an obvious communist. And I get that. But by the same token, could there be a more vulnerable candidate to run against Donald Trump in November than a guy who is at the exact opposite end of the political spectrum? You've got the king of capitalism against the guy who's pushing communism for America.
Yeah, there's really no greater contrast between two candidates that I can remember. And this movement where our youth and certain people in our population are thinking, you know, socialism is sexy. It's something great. Well, I would rather bring that fight on now while our warrior in this fight is Donald Trump than somebody who's going to be more moderate and unwilling to really take the fight to the enemy.
Yeah. And if people want to talk about the virtues of socialism, ask the people in Venezuela where they broke into the zoo and had to kill the animals there so they'd have something to eat. And I'm not making that up.
I know. It's just heartbreaking to think that that's what people are living in. And our youth are so misled that they feel like that would be a better way of life than what they're afforded here in the United States.
Yeah, they promise, you know, a worker's paradise with fields of gold, and what they deliver is ashes, appropriately, here on Ash Wednesday. Stacy, thanks. I appreciate the update on S-389. And as Stacy pointed out, we do have local representation in the Senate on the Judiciary Committee, and we need to make sure we generate some heat on them to make sure that they support this bill in order to close the primaries. As I've said on numerous occasions, Stacy, when the Pope dies, the College of Cardinals doesn't get together and call up the mullahs in Tehran and ask them who they think the next pope should be.
I know. It's ridiculous the way that people think that we should allow this. And I know at the hearing today, there was representation there from the League of Women Voters mm-hmm. who said, you know, it's voter disenfranchisement. Yes, we absolutely want to disenfranchise Democrats. If you cannot commit to a team, you don't get to say who's playing on their starting lineup.
Correct.
It's just not right.
Right. It's not right. And hopefully this will be a step in that direction of changing the rules of the game. Stacey, thanks a lot for the call today. I appreciate it. And thanks for the
Thank
update
you so
on the
much.
Information.
I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Stacey. Good to have you here today. 3:47 now, 13 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. Bobby Mack Show here on Hump Day. By the way, today is also a special day. You may not be aware of it, but today is National Tell a Fairy Tale Day. Were you aware of that, Miss Moneypenny? Little Annie, back in the news center, did you know that today is National Tell a Fairy Tale Day?
I had no clue until you told me.
No, I did not.
Yeah, it's one of those that kind of flies under the radar.
Bobby, tell us a story.
Would you want? Well, we do have a sample for a National Fairy Tale Day. Here's a sample number one.
Once upon a time, a guy asked a girl, "Will you marry me?" And she said, "No." And the guy lived happily ever after and rode motorcycles and went fishing and hunting and played golf a lot and drank beer and scotch and left the toilet seat up and farted whenever he wanted. The end.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's one example. I used to love when I was a kid on Rocky and Bullwinkle, the fractured fairy tales.
Oh, they were awesome.
Yeah, they were terrific. I love those. I thought we would... We would kind of rework 21st century version here and cutting fairly close to home. Our own fractured fairy tale here on National Tell a Fairy Tale Day. Could you roll the music, please, there? Once upon a time, a boy was born in Arlington, Virginia. He thought about going to medical school, but his math score was 48th percentile. So he wisely passed on med school and became a disc jockey and was never heard from again. The end.
Except Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock.
That's right.
That's beautiful.
Hey, a little fractured fairy tale for you. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307, Bobby, socialism is a system of failure that embraces mediocrity. This is very true. Bobby, hashtag Operation Chaos. I've never voted for a Democrat. Having a hard time with it. I may have to hold my nose and do it anyway. Bob, the Democrats interfere in the Republican primary by voting for the most liberal candidate. So, conversely, shouldn't we vote for the most conservative Democrat candidate, if there is one? Yeah, I see what you're saying. Except, don't we want to have Donald Trump facing the candidate he is most likely to beat? And the consensus seems to be that would be crazy commie Bernie. Bobby, we have no better champion than Donald Trump. Let him take on socialism now, not a weaker contender later. From Nate Loop, chairman, Greenville County GOP. Well said, Nate. Thank you. Bobby, I don't like registering by party. This information will be open to the public. Do you think any new teacher, one who is registered as a Republican, would ever be hired in South Carolina again? That's the way they do it in Pennsylvania. To be hired for a government job, you have to be a registered Democrat. Bobby, I think it's the opposite. We should take the high road and not vote in the Democratic primary. Besides, what if it comes back to bite us in the rear? Like when Democrats voted for Trump in the Republican primary. Well, that actually helped when Democrats voted for Trump. Bob, if a Democrat state legislator is upset about people voting outside their party, then I will be more than happy to do just that. Maybe now that would encourage them to close the primary, which is really almost the ultimate goal here. I mean, as a byproduct, we want to help the Democrats have their weakest candidate out front, but that is, after all, merely a byproduct. We just want to wake up the Democrats to the fact that this cuts both ways. Now, Bobby, do you have to tell them you're Republican or Democrat when you try to do this on Saturday? No, because right now we do not register by party in South Carolina. See, that's the rub. And not to worry, voting in the Democrat presidential primary on Saturday has no bearing on your going ahead and voting in Republican primaries later this year. Okay, you can do both. Bobby, I know they're asking us to vote Saturday, but I really feel guilty voting in a Democratic primary. I've never voted in a Democratic primary. Is it really okay? Yeah, it is. It's using the same rules that they have employed for years against them. I will have more to say about this when Dave Schwartz from the Freedom Action Network of South Carolina joins me for our weekly get-together. And we're going to have an extended version today because we missed one when I was out a while back. So we've got a little more time to spend with Dave today, and he'll be in the studio with me on the other side of 4 o'clock.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.